In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If the lectors seem to have skewed young today, you're right. It's Youth Sunday, and I ask our seniors to take part in the reading. Zachary will come up in a bit and lead the prayers of the people for us. And so we're recognizing our seniors and youth today. And I didn't particularly pick today because of the readings, but it works quite a bit here. This reading about I am the vine. The prayer book picks this as one of the suggested gospel readings when we do a home communion under special circumstances. And the reason why is because it's a reminder that even if you're homebound and can't make it into church, you're still part of the vine. You're part of the body of Christ. And so as our seniors graduate and go off into the world, be ready world, we want you to remember you're part of the vine. You're still part of St. James, and always will be. We have raised you up to the best of our abilities, and now we send you out into an unsuspecting world. And you will do wonderful and great things, and we will be proud of you as we are right now. All the others that I've known that have come back and visited and such, I'm very proud of them as well. So it's a great thing. We abide in love, to use 1 John's wording there. And that is important to remember. I love the word abide. I think probably mostly because of The Big Lebowski. If you've ever seen that movie, the dude abides. But still, the idea of abiding, of dwelling and living and being suspended in love. It's all about the love. The writer of 1 John reminds us that God is love. Not to be confused with love is God. That's a totally different thing and a heresy. But God is love. When we experience and share and give and receive love, it's of God. Whether we recognize it in the moment or not, it is of God. God is a trinity of persons and a unity of being in and of God's self. God is a community of love. And that overpours, that spreads out, that goes beyond and fills us. We can be filled with the love of God. Love for God, of God, by God, and love of our neighbor as ourselves. It's not something that comes naturally. We're not naturally disposed to love others quite that way. Family, yes, hopefully, sometimes. Thanksgiving gets a little tricky, but you know what I mean. Friends, family, community, people we know well and like, we can love them. But we're called to love everyone. We're called to love our enemies. We're called to love, to be love as our Lord and God is love. Elsewhere it's written, they'll know that you are my disciples because of your love. Not because of your ability to quote Bible verses or state dogma or read, tell the names of the books in the Bible in order, but by our love. First, last, and all in between, it's about the love that God has for us and that we're to have for each other. It has been said that we can love God no more than the least that we love someone else. Think about the person you love least. And that's the epitome of your love for God. That's a challenging thought. We proclaim we love God, but we have to show that by loving each other. 1 John basically says you can't just pay lip service. You can't just say, I love God, and then go out and be a mean, evil, nasty person. You can't even be an apathetic person. You have to love. And that doesn't mean ooey-gooey feelings about each other. Love is a verb. Love is action. Love is doing. Love is being able to put yourself in the place of the other, no matter who the other is, and ask yourself, how would I want to be treated? If I were this person, how would I want to be seen? And then try our best to see them that way. And again, I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm certainly not saying that I do that all the time, or even most of the time. It's tough. It is so hard to love people as God expects us to love them. Fortunately, it's not entirely up to us. We do have God's Holy Spirit, God abides in us as we abide in him. In Rite 1, we talk about coming to the communion table so that he may dwell in us as we dwell in him. And I love that imagery. As we take the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ, we make part of our very molecules God, because God has given of God's self for us. And certainly not because we're fine, upstanding people. Some of you are, I'm sure, but that's not the reason why. It's because God loved us in the first place. We never deserved it, we never will, but we have it. And what we strive to do is to live into that, to try the best we poor mortals can to be worthy of that love that's been showered on us. We're not worthy of God's love, and I'm sure there are people that are not worthy of our love, but that's not the requirement. It's not about them. It's about us and the love that we have. So yeah, it's all about the love, 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 love. But it is. It really and truly is. It's not some bleeding heart kind of stuff. It's the command of God that we love one another. May God give us the grace to follow that command. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.